Brandon had did a little stretching, it looked like.
Yeah, plus he did some running on the side, so we'll see when we get in there what the deal is.
You filled the roster spot for a boss?
Yes.
Reynolds?
Reynolds, yeah. Mm-hmm. Reynolds was here for, remember, for a few days.
Tom, what are you seeing out of JPP? Do you feel like he's still coming back from the injury, or is that?
Well, I think he got a little better the other night. You know, hoping that that it continues. Still not where we want him to be, but I thought I saw some things that were a sign in the right direction.
Have teams been doing things differently to him since his breakout year?
There's always people that are certainly going to put the tight end in front of any defensive end. We'll put the back over there and chip. That happens with regularity, but it's not unusual. Everybody in the league does that.
Are those things that he's needs to handle better? You know, adjust to better? Or?
Adjust to is probably a better word, yeah.
Tom, why could you identify why Bake's interception percentage is so incredibly low for the amount of throws he's had?
Why could I what?
Vic's interception percentage is so low for the amount of throws that he's had. Is it because he's holding it longer? Is it because he's more accurate than he used to be? Is there an identifiable reason?
Well, he has that ability to lengthen the play, you know, and that's probably as good a reason as any. He is accurate. He does throw well with the deep ball. He can create opportunities for him to go long the play and make it extended down the field. And under those circumstances, he gives himself not only a chance to run, but also to find a receiver even more widely. So I don't know. That may be as good a reason, but he also is a talented quarterback that's always been able to throw the ball well. He does have a very strong arm, whether it's, you know, an underneath throw or a deep throw, whatever. There's never any question about his ability to throw.
But he's always had that ability to lengthen a play, and he's always had that arm. Is he doing anything better than he was?
I've always thought he was pretty darn good. I don't know how you're going to say better, but, you know, he obviously showed you what he can do when he was here the first time, or when he ran for 79 yards in the first half.
He ran for those 79, but you did a good job on McCoy. A couple of premier running backs in the last couple of weeks. Are you happy with the run defense?
Well, you'd have to say, based on the ability to stop some of these premier runners, that we have done a pretty good job of defending.
Tom, you've got a lot of Nate Willis, obviously, in his first game. Given that he had a bit of a layoff before that game, do you have to be careful with him and the amount of work you give him going forward?
I hope not. You know, we may not have that luxury. So, I mean, when you look at what he accomplished, plus the number of carries, not that the yardage was anything, also in protection, he was solid. I thought that, he did a good job, and he was ready to go, and there was never any question about him physically, even mentally, going into that game.
Is Spencer limited by the ankle at all? I know he didn't practice yesterday. It looked like he was back out there today.
Yeah. Yeah, he was back and working today, so I expect he'll just keep getting better.
Did Michael Cox seem receptive to? I know you said maybe he wanted to just go north and south a little bit more in those situations.
Yeah.
Was he receptive to that?
He was.